Welcome to the Drivecast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint in Westerville. We continued in our series this past week in Advent, where last week we talked about the problem is that we need a Savior to come to us because there's a sin problem. In Genesis 3, we talked about the brokenness through Adam and Eve that we've all inherited and the need for a Savior. Well, now time has gone by quite a bit. We looked at 2 Samuel chapter 7 this week in Westerville, and time has gone on. Israel has become a nation. They demanded a king. God gave them Saul. Saul was not a good king. And God handpicked David to become the new king. He was just a boy at the time. And at this point in 2 Samuel chapter 7, he's endured incredible suffering. He's grown up with a spotlight on him. He's done some amazing things as well. But Saul has passed away. The nation has been united underneath David. David has established himself as the king. They are at a time of peace. And in 2 chapter, chapter 7 of Samuel, David is telling the prophet Nathan, "Tell God I want to make a house for him." At this point in time, David's house has been built, he is wanting God, instead of, the ark being traveled back and forth, he's brought the ark into Jerusalem, and he wants to build a temple for God. But the answer is no. God says no. In fact, it's interesting that, the way that God says no is that, "David, I'm actually going to make you a house." Now, the term house in that particular instance doesn't mean he's going to build, David a house. He's going to make David's offspring, the house of David, his monarchy, his ability to rule the nation. He's going to make it strong, to the point where in chapter 7, verse 13, it says, "He shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever." And that's an interesting promise that he makes. In verse 16, he says, "And your house, your kingdom shall be made sure forever before me. Your throne shall be established forever." Instead of God actually saying yes to David, "Yeah, go ahead, David, you can make me a house." He says, "No, but I'm going to make you a house. And on your, on your name, your an offspring of yours will be on the throne forever." Now imagine if you were a king back in those days, if another person came over and overthrew you, the first thing they would do would be to kill out your family line. They didn't want anyone around that could claim the throne, right? So for someone like David, that would have been a worry of his. And God is saying, "I promise that someone from your line will be on the throne forever." Now it's an interesting promise that he makes, but it would have given David incredible security to know that God was with him and was going to be with him throughout his family's line and generations. But how can you make a promise forever? How can there be a king from David's line forever? Because the truth is, you don't see anyone ruling in Israel today. So how is it true? Well, we know that that's what the Christmas season is all about, that God sent a king, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. In Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, it says this, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And of the increase of his government and of his peace there will be no end, and on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness. From this time forth and forevermore, the zeal of the Lord of the host will do this." What God is saying there is that this is fulfilled in Jesus coming as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He has ascended to the throne, and because he is risen from the dead, there's never a need for another king. Jesus fulfills that, and his righteousness and his justice shall last forever. And I think if you and I really think about that, our deepest needs play themselves out, that we want security, we want a leader, a politician, a president who's gonna stand for our life, who's gonna make sure that we are that we have justice done in our lives. We all want that. It's not going to be found in a human. It's not going to be found in a president. Not going to be found in some monarchy. It's found in Jesus. And that's what gives us security of knowing we are citizens of heaven when we commit ourselves to Jesus Christ. I want you to think about that. Let's pray. Father, I just want to thank you for the opportunity to know that you sent your Son, not just to be our Savior, but to be our Lord. He is the King of Kings, the one whom you promised, that you have upheld your promise, and we get the benefit. We get to become citizens of heaven by your gospel. Take a second and, and think about the security that you're really longing for today, and just talk to God and say, God, thank you. Amen. Well, thank you guys so much for being part of the Drivecast today. Have a wonderful week.